Welcome back to TMZ Live, and former President Barack Obama, who we've been seeing a lot lately because he's promoting his book, has another venture that he and Michelle are launching. Their production company is now getting into the comedy world. They announced that they are going to be doing a sketch comedy series on Netflix called The G Word. And this is interesting. Like, we always knew that they were going to be doing documentaries, but I didn't know that comedy was going to be their thing.
I wonder,
Charles, I don't know if they got the chops for it.
Yeah, are you starting to jump on the train that I've been riding on for about 4 years and what he's going to be doing?
Oh, gosh. This Harvey's ongoing theory that Barack Obama is going to be running a
studio. Well, now all of a sudden he's in comedy, he's done documentaries, he's got books.
Well, look, you're assuming that the comedy series is going to be a hit. And I just don't, look, comedy's not for everybody. So I don't know. Let's talk to someone. Look, you certainly are not an expert on comedy. We've heard your puns. But Jeff Dunham, on the other hand, is a seasoned vet in the comedy world. And in fact, he has a new comedy special that's coming out on Comedy Central this Friday. So we're going to bring in Jeff now to talk about that and about his new competition in the comedy world, the Obamas. Jeff, welcome back to TMZ Live. How are you
hey,
doing,
Jeff. Man? Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Are you scared?
You know, we just shot this Comedy Central special, and nobody knows this, but Obama actually wanted to be our opening act. Did you know that? He did.
You turned him down?
Yeah, you know, it didn't work out because Secret Service wouldn't let me put him in the suitcase.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
It's just hard to hold him up in there. He's really lanky. Yeah.
But if it doesn't work out for him, his show, he can always come in my act and sit on my other knee. It's fine.
Oh,
it's okay.
God. No, Jeff.
So, Jeff, so we're going to talk about your special. By the way, I love the title of yours. Jeff Dunham's completely unrehearsed last-minute pandemic holiday special. That's coming up on Comedy Central. Now, they're getting into comedy. Are you going to be getting into political humor? Maybe just, you know, give him a little nudge, tell him to get out of your world.
You know what? For the past a couple of specials, I've hit it on the political stuff. But with this holiday season coming up and all the garbage that we've all been going through, I actually decided to go the other direction and do what I used to do. And that is make this special a little more family friendly and a little bit as much for everyone as possible. I've cleaned it up a bit. There is zero politics in here. And it's just stupid, goofy fun. And that's what I'm proud of the most.
You're so good at what you do. And I've been thinking about this. So what's going to happen to comedy now that Trump's going to leave office? Because he was everything for comics. And now he's gone. And Joe Biden is not Donald Trump, which in many ways is a good thing. But for comics, takes away a lot of your material.
It takes away a lot of the material, but honestly, it just decides, it's which side of the aisle you're on. Come on, there's so much we can make fun of Biden for. And he won't get mad because he won't hear it. sorry.
Yes, I think that was a sampler. That Jeff's like, that one's for free. You get that one. Because, yeah, I mean, Harvey, I know you don't want to hear this, but there are a lot of old jokes that can be made and will be made.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and it's not true that the White House is going to be made into an assisted living facility. It's not true.
Well, we get several free.
I'm not even going to do
it. But you're right, though. With Trump going away, it is. I mean, I had so much fun on my YouTube channel. Walter would turn into Trump, and Alec Baldwin did the same thing. And it's going to be sad to see him go for that very reason. So, yeah, he's been fodder for everybody's cannon. But I got to tell you, Harvey, I thought you were going to ask me, what's going to happen to comedy? I thought you were going to ask about the fact that we can't, as comedians, say anything anymore. I used to say that comedy was the last form of free speech. That is out the window now.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. They tell one joke and you're done. So, you know, I used to say that if you're offending 3 to 5% of the audience as a comedian, you're probably doing your job right. If you're making 5% of the audience walk out, that's fine, because whatever they're mad at, the other 95% are laughing at, and you're a hit. The trouble is that 3 or 5% can now end your career with a couple of tweets.
Yeah.
And everybody's legitimately talking about how things that are going on in Washington have threatened our democracy. Guess what? So is this. And if the idea is that people are afraid to speak their mind, if Facebook is going to be our parent and start telling us what we should believe and what we shouldn't, We're in trouble in this country. And it does dovetail right into your profession, Jeff. That's my opinion.
Oh, no, it's nuts. And you know, it is tough no matter which side you're on. I mean, because the bashing, you're going to have to become a really great writer. And that's the challenge, to become someone who can create comedy without bashing somebody or a group. And things we used to make fun of, it was okay back then, and everybody's skin was a little thicker or nobody had a voice. But now anybody who gets butt hurt just a little bit, it's all over the place. But again, the positive side of that, it's going to bring out the really smart people, the really great writers who can create comedy that isn't from bashing someone or making fun of stuff. And that's tough because that's what comics do. We make fun of things.
Hey, Jeff, if anyone can do it, it's you. And like you said, this special coming up on Friday night, no politics, just goofy stuff. And God knows we need it. We need a good laugh. Now that is just good old fashioned goofiness. So
we love having you on, Jeff. Friday Happy night, Thanksgiving
Comedy Central.
To your family.
Thank you. Harvey and Charles, I love you guys. I love all the time. My daughters love you as well. So we love watching and thanks for the time.
Hold on. Which one do they like more?
Wait, I have to be politically correct. I say they both like you equally.
Oh, we're going to cancel you for that.
Yeah, forget it, man. No, we need winners and losers here. Hey, Jeff. Good luck. Congrats on the special. Good luck. I'm sure people will be tuning in. Comedy Central Friday night. Jeff Dunham's completely unrehearsed last minute pandemic holiday special. Looking forward to it, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
You guys are awesome. Thanks a bunch.